And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Wayne Cota with Corey Sandin. We're in the world headquarters at Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. We're going to have a really good show, and we got Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing joining us. We're going to be talking about fishing, taking your calls, your texts, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in the world headquarters with you, Wayne, and good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Fun times, boy.
Yeah.
Been a busy week down here at the landings and fishing, and super boy, it's, everybody's out on the hunt right now. The parking lot's full outside, and boy, we just see a couple offloads. A half-day boat just went out. It's going to be a fun day.
It is, yeah, and Rick doing duties with the wife, having a wedding, and Pete keeping Montana honest and keeping the streams flowing and rivers.
Gotta keep doing that field research, Pete. We miss you in the studio, but hey, I hope you're having a good time out there enjoying Montana. We miss you in the studio. And Ricky Talby, man, gotta take care of that family time. Everybody takes their turn. But yeah, we got a good show. We're waiting for Carl to show up, but we're going to have Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing in the house. We're going to be taking your calls. We'll be having the texts. We're going to make sure that we get your catch reports in. It's going to be a fun show. Remember, this show is all about you guys out there. We want to hear what you want to talk about and listen about and ask questions about. That's what this show's about.
You know what I've been excited about, Wayne, is the calico's biting, man. Half day and good times. And here's Carl talking about calico bass fishing. How you doing, Carl? Good morning. And stoked to have you in and get your headphones there and get you situated. Thank you for coming in. And how's everything going at Fisherman's Landing? Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. It's an interesting time.
That's yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of a downturn in what we would say maybe, but that happens, man. That's June, and that's late May. That's June. That happens.
Exactly. I mean, it's fishing. It's June, like you said. We had some very unnice weather, let's say.
Yeah.
It was really ugly out there for about 10 days.
Yeah, unseasonal.
Yeah, it's June. The nice thing is the weekend's here. We got good weather to work with, and the fleet's out, and they're spread out, and they're looking for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we saw that report, a couple days ago or whatever, Polaris Supreme, Skipjack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really coming into a different year. That we started with that Bonita, we have the Barracuda, now we've seen Skipjack.
Yep.
the sardine anchovy switch. We have sardines and squid up at Nachos in Long Beach.
Yeah.
It's just a different year again.
Yeah, it's different, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of, like, 98, 99 when we had
exactly.
those big El Ninos and stuff like that. Obviously, we weren't fishing this early back then. A, we just didn't know about it. Who knows what would happen back then and stuff. But I think we'll just got to get some nice weather, like, on a pattern, you know, where it's we got 10 days of good weather versus 10 days of bad weather. And a little more consistency. The water's good there. The bait's there. You know, that fish is going to pop up. That everyone's like, oh, skipjack. But no one realized that's actually a really good sign for the summer to come, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone, we've been talking about the El Nino for 3 months now.
That's, and the yellowfin that were with it, too, though,
yeah.
Carl.
And
yeah.
That was a really nice grade of yellowfin. I know the Vagabond also had some yellowfin. I don't know if they had. I'm guessing they only had a handful from what I understand, but nicer grade of yellowfin also.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of touch of everything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the bluefin, the yellowtail, which yeah. are awesome grade.
Yeah, it's really nice to see that stuff underneath kelp patties right now. I mean, we haven't had that in multiple years, yellowtail on kelp patties. If we had its little neckties or whatever, so
right.
it's really nice to see that bigger grade of yellowtail on kelp patties. The guys said that starting to see a few more Dorado underneath kelp patties. I mean, it's just a matter of time, I think. As long as we get some good weather coming up, we'll get that fishing back on.
And it honestly doesn't take more than a couple days of settling down
yeah.
and water temp up another degree.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the lack of fish this week, I think it's just there's just no spread. I mean, you can't have – there's two or three boats that are running consistently. And when you do that, there's just no
coverage.
You know,
don't have
hard.
Coverage.
Yeah.
And with the cloud cover that we're having right now, you can't exactly get a plane up there either.
Yeah.
Go spotting. So.
And hopefully we get some good weather up there. I know the plane, I believe, was in just for down for maintenance, normal service and stuff like that. So hopefully that will get done. We get a plane up there. But hopefully these guys will go find it today, tomorrow, and the next couple of days.
It'd be exciting to find out for sure.
Yeah.
Did you see the reports from Cedros?
Yeah.
Big white sea bass.
Yeah.
Tankers coming
yeah.
over the rail. And then they still.
I didn't see it. Good ones?
Yeah. Oh, big ones. And then you got yellowtail. The big ones are there. And then you also got the calico bite and the sheephead bite. I mean, it's on right now in Cedros. Those
yeah.
first trips were really
yeah.
good.
I'm supposed to go to Nashville next week. Super excited for that and stuff.
But is that a trade show?
No, it's just for fun and
okay.
stuff. The wife and I are going out there and stuff like that. Then going to Cedros in August. I can't wait for that.
I'm going to be you there. I'm in July.
Okay.
And are you going with Casa de Cedros?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Jeff has an awesome, I'll call it a compound. I mean,
yeah.
it's just a cool, like, fenced-in
yeah.
area, and it's a beautiful home. Everybody gets their own room. And
it's different than the other guys down there.
Yeah.
It's six guys. It's very relaxed, very
concierge.
More, yeah. You know, everyone, get their own room. Most guys get their own bathroom, sit-down meals. It's very relaxing, you know.
The pizza oven, the fire pit.
Yeah, it's just different
yeah.
than what
is it
the
six
other guys,
six people he accommodates?
Six people
because
yeah.
that's what he puts on the small plane. They have
yeah.
their own plane now.
Yeah. So it's different and I really enjoy it. You know, I like coming back, relaxing when I'm on vacation and stuff. So go out there, fish from whatever 6 o'clock in the morning till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, come back, have a cold cerveza, have a couple appetizers, hang out with their friends. And that's the cool thing. 99% of the time you're going to go down there, you're going with a group of people you know. So you get to really build that friendship with your friends and stuff like that and get to hang out. So it's very nice.
And Jeff knows that island
yeah.
so
yeah.
good. And over at Benito's, or if you have the opportunity at Chester's,
yeah.
like he knows all the nooks and crannies.
Almost every time we've gone down there, I've got to go to Chester's at least one day.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, it's
special
hard to find
place.
That down there where guys
he gets
will...
more excited than we do about going fishing and where we're going to fish in and how hard we fish.
Yeah.
He's the guy that goes, we're not going back yet. We're still fishing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
exactly.
boss.
Exactly.
It's really fun down there.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
It's really cool having him a part of the show now, too. I wonder if there's any openings. I mean, I don't know at this point because it's just opening up for the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Yeah, there's definitely openings for guys down there. There's, you know, he's kind of done a soft opening. You
yeah.
know, he after COVID, he shut down. He went back to his other job. kind of opened up a little. Last year, I went down there with him last year and stuff like that. Just like, hey, this, we're thinking about doing this. He had a couple groups, and he still has got a project going up here. And did a soft opening.
But definitely look into it if you're listening.
Yeah.
And
if you look up Casa de Cedros, you can look it up. And it's interesting because it's supposed to be six-pack charters for each group. Mm-hmm. But the last time I saw the schedule, he had openings twos and threes mixed in throughout the season. So if you want to go, there's openings. Just go reach out to them.
Yeah, reach out to them, and then Jeff will get a hold of you. Or Katie will get a hold of you also.
Just happens to be your wife?
Yeah. So she nice we're helping connection. Him out. Be just... Because he's got his other project up here at the college, and he's in construction and stuff. So as soon as he's done with that, he's going to be down there full time. But he's got this project that he's got signed on to. And, you know, so he's going to be down there and stuff like that. But Katie's just helping him out and answering phone calls, emails, that type of stuff.
That's awesome. That's really good times awesome.
For sure. That helps him a lot.
Yeah.
So as far as our multi-day frontier or local, I mean, within 100 miles, it's going to turn around.
100%.
You know what I mean? That's just in this June gloom, like we see this weather and people get kind of turned off. It is a natural part of our fabric.
Yeah.
Like that, people don't realize that. At May, gray, June gloom, it recedes in the afternoon. The sun hits the water, warms everything up. And then before sunset, or as the sun's setting, it comes and covers over the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's like a thermal blanket.
Yeah.
And it warms up quickly.
But that's only here. That's not offshore. That's not in inland. I mean, it's only right along the coast.
It's in the California Bight, really.
Yeah.
And we're old enough to remember. We've seen this, I don't know how many times.
For how many decades?
Yeah, the youngsters here. It's crazy to me.
Hey, just look at my gray hair on the camera, man. Like, get it all.
There's no shortage of gray hair right here in the studio.
I'm 47, but I started down here when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
47 now.
10 years old?
Yeah.
Really?
I started working on the Fisherman 3 when I was 10.
Really? Yeah. Okay. And was that when Tim Green had it?
It was Tim Green, J.D. McGriff, and Jack Rader was on the boat.
Wow. Yeah. And I think Tim owned and ran the half-day boat there for 30...
At least.
Yeah, 30, because, like just over 30 years.
Oh, I think it was a lot longer than that because he had the Fisherman 3.
Yeah.
And bought the Malahini when Manny decided to sell. So he had the full day or the half-day and the full-day run. Then he sold the half-day boat to JD, the Fisherman 3.
Yeah.
Then he bought the Premier. The Premier. Brought it down, and he had probably that for 10 years, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer and stuff. I bet he had the half-day run out of H&M Landing for close to 40 years, I bet.
Yeah. What a solid, no BS kind of guy.
He's
like, so humble and kind. I actually got to see him at Del Mar PCS show.
Yeah.
Which was so cool. He's guiding in I think, Montana or Colorado or somewhere. Yeah.
So he walks across the boardwalk 3 times a summer or whatever, and he sticks his head in, says hi to my dad, says hi to me, asks about my brother. My brother worked for him for...
Who was Mikey?
Yeah,
who ran the Malahini?
Yeah, he ran the Fisherman 3, then went over when Tim bought the Malahini, ran the Malahini for Tim, and then bought the Malahini from Tim. And my brother and Bill owned the boat together for, I would say, 8 or 10 years. I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And then my brother got out of the business after that. So
it's pretty neat history, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that remember Mikey running the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And what's he doing these days, Carl?
He's doing air conditioning.
Okay.
He works for the Temecula School District and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's cool because, you know, my brother really... Alec on the Pegasus and Enable from the Liberty and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, those guys grew up with my brother. That's where they got their start on the full-day boat with my brother. So it's cool to see those two kids grow up in the business. Alec is owning his own boat now. Enable is on the Liberty or doing freelance and stuff like that. I mean, he was on the Shogun the last couple weekends and stuff. And to really come into those kids come into their own and really – get a grasp on this, and like the future is really bright for both of those kids.
Yeah, it's pretty neat for sure. And there's probably opportunity for charters on a couple of those boats too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. There's plenty of room on all the boats right now. Everyone knows the pinch of the economy, you know, so guys are having a hard time filling charters and stuff. So we've already seen it this year where we feel like, hey, I got 2 openings on the charter. Can you post it on the website? So we put it under their charter website. So guys that are interested in for a private charter, always look at fishermanslanding.com and just scroll, like, hey, I want to fish the Pegasus or the Pacific Dawn or the Pacific Queen. You know, David Tagashi had, last year had a hard time filling four or five spots on a November trip or October trip. Put that on our website, filled it up with guys looking up.
Crazy. Yeah. And it's probably a good opportunity. I mean, if you've got a group of guys or you have a company that you want to take, you know, 18 or 22 people out, it's probably a good time to look into those boats that you actually wanted to get on 5 years ago. You couldn't, right?
Yes.
Or just a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and with a couple charters during the height of the season, I'm sure, like that July, August, September time where it was the most difficult to ever get on a boat. Yeah.
Or you can't get on a certain charter that you've always wanted to get on.
That's true,
and they get an opening, and that's your foot in the door finally to get inside that charter.
Exactly.
Because once you're on, now you're in the list to get a renewal every year to get on that trip.
Weekends are going to be tough. I mean, we get guys like,
just period.
I need a weekend trip in August. That ain't going to happen.
That's you and 110%.
I mean, August is gonna, August, September, October weekend trips are pretty hard to come by, but midweek stuff, Monday through Wednesday, we can get you on a trip there for sure.
That's funny.
Right?
But
so why don't we take a call there, Corey?
You want to, or do you want to? Why don't we take our first break and we come back and do that? You want to do that?
Let's take a call first.
Okay. How about John from Huntington Beach? Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us, and good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just really enjoy hearing all about the fishing, and my question for Carl is booking a charter boat. What's the process, and how do you handle the finances and all that kind of stuff? Is it just all through the captain, or do we go through the landing and that kind of thing?
Some of the boats you can go directly through the boat, but all the boats out of Fisherman's Landing, minus the long range boats, you could call the landing. We will do all the leg work for you. I tell people have a first date, a second date, and a third option for dates, because it's always, you never know what's available. So you gotta have your first or your second options will 99% of the time work out for you. Then we'll send you a contract. We give you 2 to 3 weeks to get a deposit in, which is normally 50%. Say if you're booking a charter for next year, we'll give you to February 1st of the following year to get a charter in. But if you're looking for something now, we send you a contract, find out which boat works best for you, send you a contract. We'll give you some time to get a deposit in. Then you could pay the other half either before the trip leaves or when you show up. We're trying to make it as easy as possible, simple as possible. And tell you what's included and what's all ahead of time. So it's pretty simple. You can call the landing. We'll take care of all the work for you. As long as you tell us what days you want to go, we'll figure it out after that.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah, we try to keep it super simple. You know, people, I have 18 guys. It needs to be on a Wednesday or a Friday night. So we got three boats for you. We can put you on the Pegasus, the Fortune, or the Pacific Dawn. Those are the three boats we'll try because those are going to be your most reasonable price for 18 people. If you want a bigger boat, we'll go for a bigger boat.
But that's a perfect size group, really.
Yeah,
you know,
correct.
It really,
you know,
is.
18 people seems to be the sweet spot. It's hard to get. If you're a construction company, you want the Islander or the Pacific Queen, the Liberty or something like that, because the construction.
Well, you can fish 25 or 24.
Or guys, so like that. But if it's a small group, a fishing club, one of those that, like, anywhere from the Pacific Dawn to the Tomahawk works really, really well for you. Anywhere between 18 to 24 people, which is a really sweet spot for most people.
And if you want to, you know, per person up the price just a hair, and dude, 12 to 15 people on, like, the Pegasus?
Yeah. So,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. We got one group on the Pegasus that brings 10 people.
Wow.
Can pick it on the Islander, 88-foot boat. He brings 11 to 12 people on the. So everyone gets their own stateroom type of stuff. So it just depends what you want to look and what's your budget and stuff like that. So,
incredible. Mm-hmm. And probably been fishing it for a long time, too, right? And they keep it that way.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, we're going to have a fun 2 hours with you, Carl.
Yeah,
we appreciate you coming in for sure. And if you want to join us out there, more than welcome to do so. The first hour, we are going to be on the fan and taking your calls. And that telephone number, Kyle's waiting for your call at 833-288-0973. We do have lines open, one or two right there for you. Again, 833 888-288-0973 or send us a text via the app, and it's so easy. It's right there. Yeah. It says text the show. I mean, even I can do it. Trust me.
Yeah,
it works.
Super easy.
Super, super easy. A free download. Pete doesn't do anything with that. I mean, all that information with download and all the whole thing, it just stays in-house. And so it's an easy download. Go for it. Let's Talk Hookup app and says text the show. Send us a, whether you have a comment, a question, whatever it is, for today's show with Carl from Fisherman's Landing. And at the end of the show, we're going to have Carl flip the coin, the prize coin here. And that coin is going to determine the caller, the texter winning. What do we have here, Carl? We have an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. So one lucky caller or texter is going to win an overnight trip.
Yep.
And I, like in the past, can they upgrade that?
Absolutely, 100%.
With a small amount of money, whatever it costs to go on a day and a half or 2 day or whatever you have, open party out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yep.
So we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
All right, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And having so much fun in the world headquarters here with you, Wayne, and Carl from Fisherman's Landing. And again, if you want to join us the first hour on The Fan, 97.3 The Fan, we're going to be taking your call at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app. It says right there, text the show. We're giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you for that, Carl.
No problem.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Boy, are we going to have a great prize, too. One lucky caller or texter is going to win an overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Carl.
The nice thing about this year, there's going to probably be quite a few open party overnight trips.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the first time in multiple years where I think you can go on an overnight trip. You're going to be able to catch some Dorados, some yellowtails, some yellowfin. So with this El Nino, I think it's going to be really good local fishing.
Are there signs of it? I mean, other than like a couple of the boats having yellowfin and skipjack, like this early in the year, I mean, that is a sign of El Nino. But is there talk of it from the boats down below and the Royal Star RP down?
100%. I mean, those guys, I mean, it really started back in February, you know.
Yeah.
The searcher was coming up the line from their natural history trip or whatever. Their last trip of the year, they had some hand lines. They put out some jigs and caught some wahoo. They caught some yellowfin on the ridge. The guys down there right now, I know the Independence is down at I think the rocks are at the ridge, but they're one of those two spots. They've had some really nice wahoo. They had a really, really nice wahoo, probably pushing 80 pounds.
Whoa.
It looked like in the picture, 70-pound
really?
Wahoo I saw on their Facebook page.
And that's super early for the ridge,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like the wahoo thing.
Normally the wahoo,
it's more of a fall, late summer.
Yeah, end of July is like, okay, we'll start thinking about wahoo and stuff like that. The tuna, there's a good sign of tuna down there. There hasn't been too much pressure from the seniors, I believe. There hasn't been a lot of boats down there. You get like the XL just left on an 8-day yesterday. Independence is finishing up an 8-day. The American Angler was down there not that long ago. They had some decent fishing on tuna and wahoo. Good, really good yellowtail fishing down there.
Which are signs of
early
thing happening
for sure. You know?
And I think the lack of seiners like has happened before. It's the health of the ocean right now. Like there's a really healthy amount of skipjack and yellowfin down below that they don't need to come up the coast of Baja.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are coming out of Mazatlan.
Yeah,
or,
let's hope that stays the case, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be there if there wasn't a ton of bait down there to keep them around.
Yeah.
And I was on Windy the other day. I don't know if it ever turned into a hurricane per se, but there was a tropical storm.
Starting to turn.
Turn down there.
I didn't
stuff.
Catch that, really.
There's one again next week, I think, if you go to Windy, if you look down by past Mazatlan and stuff, you can just start seeing it happen. Don't know if it'll turn. And it went out to the west, you know. Didn't come up through Cabo or anything like that. It didn't affect them. But
and June 1st.
Yeah,
June 1st is the start of our...
That's all signs of the warm water, and that stuff is going to get
pushed
up. Well,
look at Japan. They had a typhoon hit just last week.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah, that hit them. And it was pretty bad,
yeah,
you know, because it came up from the south. And so, you know, those exactly right. It's the sign. It's the beginning of that season.
Yeah,
it is.
I think it's going to bode well for us. Regardless if it's 2 weeks from now or a month from now or 6 weeks from now, it's going to be
exciting to see what's coming.
It's going
to
be a fun summer for sure.
Hey, I have a good text here I wanted to read. Johnny from San Marcos wrote in. He says, good morning, guys. Carl, I grew up around the docks, Fisherman's Landing, and the one thing I've always appreciated is despite all the changes in the fishery, the boats, and the tackle, you guys have managed to keep that timeless vibe around the place. As someone who's seen the industry evolve over decades, what you guys have worked hardest on preserving about the culture and experience at Fisherman's Landing?
I mean, there's guys that have been here and worked here for almost their whole lives. Rick, I mean, been a stable there since I was a kid. I mean, we both grew up together. We started working in the landing or down at the docks when we were 10, 11, 12 years old showing up. Brandon now from Two Fish Jigs, he's worked in the tackle shop for probably 15 years. RC, I mean, all of us that are the core group guys there, even the young kids, we all love to fish. We either fish on sport boats, we fish on private boats. We love it. I mean, we all know we're never going to become rich and famous doing this, but this is what we love. We're excited to wake up every day, come to work, talk fishing, hang out, BS in the shop and stuff like
that. And being the hub of sport fishing, man. Are you kidding me?
We're not going to go anywhere, and that's what we love. It's not like we wake up like, oh, I gotta work. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're excited to come to work, talk fishing, help customers, and help people that love fishing up their game. That's what we all want to do.
And you know, a couple times this past week, I was at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and it's so cool just hanging out, man.
Yeah.
You see so many people just come through and going on their long-range trips, and then they're buying, you know, stuff for their
trip.
They're
excited. That excitement, the little kid in the candy store.
I call it a lathering.
Yeah.
It's a complete lathering.
When people walk down here, they get down here, they kind of know the stress of getting their trip ready is done. They're on the boat. They're ready to go. They're excited. They're happy to be down here. And that's what we live off of. That's what's feeding us every day. Is like, dude, we just sold someone that's going to go catch the personal best wahoo or yellowtail or whatever it may be. You know, they come back and like, dude, that jig you sold me, I caught a 250-pound bluefin or a 40-pound yellowtail, whatever it may be. I just caught that stick bait you sent this afternoon. I caught an 8-pound calico or whatever it may be. And high-fiving and like, dude, that's rad. That's super cool, you know?
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's a good one here. Good morning, guys. Always fun show. Carl's on. My question for Carl and Corey. I'm going on a 2-day on the SOA Monday morning. I'm not sure what to put in my quiver with the bluefin and being a little bit MIA, not really true, but, you know, it goes up and down. And with the weather on the outside, I'm not sure what to bring. Well, can you guys help me out? That's John from Carson.
Interesting. I mean, the weather should be coming down, right? I mean, is that happening this coming week?
Yeah, so
it's calming down anyway.
It's really nice to Monday.
Yeah.
If you're going outside, offshore, it's not going to be nice. Down the beach is really nice weather and stuff.
So is that like why the bluefin counts have been on the downside? Because it's on the outside and difficult to get to?
You know, I wish I knew the answer. I don't know. Yeah. That fish is just MIA right now. It could be out on the condom. It could be on the 60-mile bank where it's harder to get to when it's been rough. But we'll have a much better idea after tonight, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that left yesterday, they got, like, I'm sure that we had boats that took California licenses. We had boats that took Mexican licenses. So there's guys that are going to, I'm sure some of the guys from L.A. and San Pedro will be out probably on Cortez Tanner looking for yellowtail and bluefin. So the guys are going to head down the beach off Colonnette. There's some nice warm water down there. There's a patch over. So we're going to have a big spread. So if there's fish out there, we'll find them, you know. Will they bite? I don't know. But we'll find them for sure if they're out there, you know. On a two-day trip right now, I would tell everyone to just bring a little of everything. Bring a 20, 25-pound outfit for kelp patties. Bring a 30-pound or bring a 40-pound for a Colt Sniper or something like that. Bring a 60-pound rig for a daytime sinker rig. Bring your heavy outfit. I would have number fours all the way up to like a 2.0 size circle hook, J-hook, whatever you prepared. Bring your fluorocarbon. Bring a little of everything because right now we're kind of starting from scratch again until we get this fish relocated and figure out what's going on. So if you have it, bring it.
Ah, cool. Hey, it looks like we have a special caller coming in. I think this is David. Is this David from San Diego Chapter?
Yes, good morning.
Morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Good morning, Corey, Paro.
Yes, good morning.
Good start for the show today. Hey, I'm just calling in to thank a number of individuals, but just to give some spotlights and highlights to our event that we had going on this past weekend for the Absent Hats, and just wanted to give out a few acknowledgments, talk about a few things with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, hey, so first off, I just want to say thank you to my San Diego team and, most importantly, Dave Brody, who was an instrumental part in putting this together. And, also Arnie Seiko for putting together the Beacon Award with Dave. It was a great event, man. We had so many people there. Beautiful day. And, we couldn't have done this without Jimmy's Famous American Tavern just supporting us and putting together a great event out on the water right there next to the harbor. So yes, thank you to JFAT, Nick Gergen, and Danielle Dominic for being so supportive of our event and just working with us so well.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very fun event. It all turned out. The food was good. The drink was good. The entertainment with Adrian doing the steel drums. We had some really great raffle prizes. We had some fun live auction bantering going back and forth. It was just a fun day.
Great afternoon. Yeah, and another big thank you to Chris and his CalStar team for being the title sponsor. They just supported us so well and giving, willing to work and put together three of the CalStar, tours, you know, on the fly. It was just amazing.
Absolutely. And thanks to you, David, because your leadership, right? President of the chapter, San Diego chapter for the last 10 years.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Just a few more, you know, so many sponsors to thank, but I just want to say thank you to Dana Landing, Seaforth Landing, Fisherman's Landing, H&M Landing, Salty Crew for coming through hard with all the beer, California Tequila, Julian, and Sack and so many others. So, you know, Wayne, I just want to also thank you for being the MC and Jim Hendricks for doing the Beacon Award, again, and then all the CCA Cal,
all the volunteers.
And the volunteers.
Yeah.
It was 10 months of planning to coming down to a four-hour event, right?
Absolutely. Hey, and then we had the open house over at the SAC office. That was very nice of them to do that. Ken Frankie on the award. I mean, and then all of the tributes that came through from everybody. That it was just a very, very good event. It was fun. We all got to hang out with our friends and, you know, talk shop, and it was just a fun event. And I appreciate the San Diego chat.
Yeah, a lot of shiny brass out there from the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Hey, can I just say also, I wanted to welcome Carl Schmidt for the onboarding to the San Diego chapter president. Looking forward to your leadership, Carl, and thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. I want to say thank you for the last 10 years of what you've done. I'm looking forward to, I got some big shoes to fill, That's another thing that we've kind of did this week. I'm going to be the new president of the San Diego chapter, taking over from Dave. Dave's not going anywhere. He's going to help me. Dave Rohde, all the guys there, we're looking forward to working with you guys. Again, you guys did an amazing job for the San Diego event, the Beacon Award. Terry, all the volunteers, all the Katie, you guys did an amazing job. The weather was beautiful. You guys put on a great event. Everyone should come down and support that for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll catch up soon.
Yep.
All right. Why don't we take another call?
Let's do that, Wayne. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Alex, first off, a big thanks to Corey. I saw Corey at the Dana sale. I was over with my kids, and he hooked up my kids with a couple MC swim baits, so we're always put the little kiddie pool outside, and they're practicing their casting out there. So the kids are super stoked. So thank you very much, Corey. I really appreciate that.
Super, super cool, man. You got the cutest little girl too, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, they come with me all the time to the sales and stuff like that. So I'm trying to slowly, hopefully someday I'll get them out on the water once they get a little bit older. Carl, I just had a question. I know a couple years ago we had a pretty good biomass of Dorado, and with all the predictions of the El Nino, do you think that's something that we'll see? What would it really take for conditions to be right to get that back?
I think we'll get pretty good Dorado fishing this year. I mean, everything is pointing that way. The water temperatures, that Dorado likes 70 degree water or warmer. I think we're going to get that up here no problem. I wouldn't be surprised if see what we saw a few years ago or like back in the late 90s if we have that Dorado fishing, especially, I mean, we were catching before this weather, there was Dorado in April and May and stuff like that. Then we've had this weather kind of knock the kelp patties down and stuff like that. I know, talking to a couple guys, they've seen some Dorado on the kelps earlier this week. We're going to get that Dorado fishing. There's been a couple marlin caught out of Ensenada earlier this week, I heard. I didn't see pictures, but I heard that there was one or two marlin that were caught outside of Ensenada on the pongas and stuff like that. There's been some marlin seen even at the, I think just outside of the Coronado Islands, a private boater reported and stuff like that.
And I think there was a couple Dorado caught yesterday, Carl, on one of your four packs
Yeah,
exactly. So Wes or one of the boys.
It's going to happen. That Dorado and Yellowtail and that Yellowfin. Unless some dramatic thing changes, we're going to get all that stuff sometime this year.
And think about it, man. We've got challenging northwest wind
knocking
the water temp down a couple, and not a lot. It's just, but that 2 degrees makes all the world in the difference, right? And he still caught a couple Dorado.
Yeah, and
in sporty weather.
Yeah, Gavin on the last 2 day trip ended up with close to 50 yellowtail in that 15 to 20 pound range. You know? The San Diego had that one really nice yellowtail.
We just saw a picture from the San Diego from yesterday's trip, and they're 18 yellowtail.
Yeah.
One of them, or they had fish up to 35 pounds.
Yeah. And we're
like
not,
legit.
And the cool thing is we're not seeing that little 5 to 8 pound yellowtail. We're seeing really good biomass of that bigger grade yellowtail, which is a really good sign that the population is healthy, the biomass is healthy and stuff like that. So it's just a matter of time. People need to take a deep breath. It's only June. If this was end of July, I'd be freaking out. But we're going to have a great summer.
People are spoiled.
Yeah.
Right now,
they're
very spoiled.
We're all
the last
spoiled.
10 years have been very, very good to us.
Yeah.
But the people in this studio remember what it used to be like. Memorial Day, not even sometimes until July 4th did the season really get going, you know, and it pushed into late into November. We always lose fishermen before we lose the fish.
Yeah.
That's normal. This is just going back to another pattern that we've been through.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being a kid, like July 4th was, okay, let's go offshore, let's try to find an albacore or a tuna or whatever. July 4th was the kickoff date to, let's just think about going offshore or do an exploratory trip and stuff like that. But, I mean, May, June, July now, I mean, we are spoiled. We've had great fishing. We're going to keep having that great fishing. There's no doubt in my mind that probably 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, we're going to have phenomenal fishing. Everyone's going to be high-fiving. It's going to be close. The private boaters, I think, are going to have a great year. Normally with this El Nino, we're going to get really good weather probably from July on. You know, we're going to have our choppy days, don't get me wrong. But normally we just get the weather, the bait, the fishing is going to be just, I mean, I think the signs are all pointing in the right direction. And this is just the lull before the chaos.
And truly it comes down to, Carl, when things are happening, when there's 18 to 50 yellows at the islands, you got to go, man.
Yeah.
Like, when they're catching that many bluefin per boat, it's time to go.
It's time to go fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
When the report comes in that they're catching them, you're not going to be able to get on a trip. Exactly. You want to be the one that goes on the trip to find them. Yeah. And they're out there right now. There's fish out there.
Exactly.
Mike Louse, he's got 805 Brewing on the boat, buddy of mine, Dustin. He's like they were, man, the fishing's slow. We very light load. They only made it off the dock with 10. Like, but we're going to go out there. We're not going to wait for reports of them biting. We're going to be the guys out there to catch, to get the bite going. You know, I know the internet's our best friend and our worst enemy in this business, but you're not going to catch anything on the couch.
Absolutely.
If you wait for the reports and you wait for, especially from here on, starting 2 weeks from now, the boats are getting filled up fast. You know, everyone's out of school. Summer vacation starts. It will be much harder to get on boats 2 or 3 weeks from now. So get your licks in now and be out there when the fish happen. Be the guy that, like, I was out there when it was started versus, man, I want, like, the fish started to bite. I only have Thursday to go or Friday, but every boat's sold out. Now you should have went. Versus,
there it is.
Yeah. And you won't be able to get out on a boat. You know?
Exactly. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Carl Schmidt and Let's Talk Hookup. And we're going to be right back with your calls, texts, and we've even got some good fish reports coming up, too, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water, and that's exactly what Towboat U.S. San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat U.S. San Diego is ready to respond when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat U.S. membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat U.S. San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat U.S. San Diego, your friend on the water.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Baker Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon just made the deal even sweeter with an additional $200 savings on their amazing bundle deal. Here's what's included. Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters at $1,704 retail value for just $1,299.99. You save over $400. This is the best deal ever on these amazing binoculars. The Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, and now protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage on this never-before-seen bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars, a savings of over $400. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun. Appreciate Carl from Fisherman's Landing joining us. And we've got the fish report from Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest. And, man, what a better time than now to get the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is the place that has the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks all under a dollar, actually 89 cents. as well as sandwiches and frozen bait. And ice is nearly half the price of other places at $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. It's crazy, man. And they're still giving you 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. And car wash, man. They have the best car wash in town for $6. Summit Gasoline's free ice for our listeners and always the lowest gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing, good morning to you.
Morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Excellent.
Doing very well. Hoping you got a robust report for us.
Well, before we get into the part, I want to say, like, just listening to you guys here, you've had a lot of the good points that I would make myself talking about. We're spoiled. We definitely are. Like, you know, fishing is definitely a little bit tougher right now than it has been over the last couple weeks, but honestly, they've probably already caught more bluefin and yellowtail on the San Diego at this point of the season than you'd see in a whole season at some points here. You know, it's definitely some tougher fishing right now, but we've had a good season already so far. And like you said, you know, it's gonna settle down. We're going to start catching fish again. And I wish I had a great report for you for those full days, but it's definitely a little bit tougher than it was. Still catching barracuda on there, yellowtail a little bit here and there. Like you're talking about the Elgato, their six-track charter had a couple Dorado yesterday, there which was kind of nice to
That's
see.
That's the one
yellowtail,
we saw.
Bonito.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and there, those are, I think, 25-plus pounds, so pretty good-sized Dorado there. Some of those yellowtail are catching on the San Diego pretty good. And the overnight, you know, that fish kind of moved a little bit out of range there on those day and a half, so they're picking away there. They're still catching fish, not the counts that we're seeing when they're wide open, but that's kind of normal for that bluefin fishing. Those guys will disappear for a bit and then pop right back up, so I expect those to pick up. Half day, and, you know, honestly, I know we've talked about it before, but I believe the sleeper trip right now is still that 7-4 on the Sea Watch. Some really good fishing locally there. They're catching barracuda. Yesterday they had 12 barracuda, let 25 of them go, 35 calico bass, released over 100. Some rockfish on there also. And talking to Captain Chris on there, some of those bass are big. I mean, again, some up to some 8-pounders there, fishing on both plastics and live bait. So half day, similar. The half day seeing calico bass, rockfish, whitefish. Twilight last night, saw barracuda along the go with those calico bass. So very good fishing locally. And like you said, you know, you can't wait till the fish are wide open because we're definitely getting that point of the season where these trips are going to start filling up. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the 7-4, which again, I'm going to say, don't sleep on those trips. Those trips are doing very well on some light loads right now. San Diego fishing those islands trips right now. They did do a little offshore run, didn't quite work out, but I'm sure at some point they'll be back out there. Then lots of day and a half and 2 days in there. So still some good fishing to be had. It's just going to get better from here on out, especially as the weather gets better. And we'd love to get you guys out. So seaforthlanding.com, make your reservations there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit some person, get your gear all set up, get out on the boat, and get out there fishing.
That's a great one for sure, Marcos. And that Sea Watch, that 7-4 trip is definitely a sleeper. And, you know, to be able to fish local or sneak above La Jolla even, or just fish La Jolla all day, and there is no better opportunity, really. I mean, a lot of those trips, Marcos, I've seen 15, 18 guys on.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, the half day and the three-quarter day, the, like, traditional three-quarter, 7-4 trips, they just get overlooked. And people, if they want good fishing and having a good time, the calico bass fishing is just starting to get going. Like he said, you know, guys are catching 20 to 40 keepers, 100-plus release, some barracuda. I mean, that is fun fishing. If you want to go out and have a good time, catch them, pull on something and enjoy good weather and the sun's normally out, Don't skip the half day in the
pool. And right now, potential to get a white sea bass. And
yeah, and
you're on the edge.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, there. Marcos. Yeah. And how do they get a hold of you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down to the store here, load up on your MC swim baits, because all those calico bass, every single one of them was caught on an MC swim bait.
Good stuff. Marcos. I knew you'd come through. Good job. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcos.
We'll talk to you then, guys. All right.
Hey, let's take another call.
We will, for sure, Wayne. And I just want to let you know that was brought to us by Fishman's Landing, actually Fishman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips with more team members. Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, and more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations today.
Well, and with that report or that that close, remember, if you're jumping on one of these trips, you make the phone call to get on it, and the second one is to a processor.
Don't wait.
Because if you don't have it and you can't get in, you're going to be very sad.
Yeah, Mary Lee at Fisherman's Processing will definitely be waiting for your call. Let's talk to John. John calling from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us this morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show. And hey, Carl, thanks very much. I saw you at, up in Orange County and then again at Del Mar. And I was on the wait list for the Queen for a charter for Daiwa. I used to be on, and I got bumped, and you called me at 7:30 on a Tuesday night, and you know, I saw the caller ID come up, and I'm like, oh sweet, right, you know, and so I'm back on that trip, and you know, so thank you for everything you guys do, man. It's a lot of fun, and then I'm gonna come down today and go out on the half day boat this afternoon, and so thanks for having a senior discount or military discount on the half day. And kids fish free on Sundays.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, I'm glad it all worked out. You know, that's one thing that we try to do, and you're going to see it more on our website. You know, if a trip says full, call us and get on the wait list. All our boats have a wait list. So.
When I was in there, I heard the calls being made, actually. Yeah, that you were like, hey, I'm calling you first.
Yep.
And if you're declining, I'm going right to the next one.
Correct.
Like, just a polite call.
Yeah. All we need is a name and a phone number. We have you down on July 4th, three-day trip on Expo. We had one or two guys cancel. You want to go? All right, perfect. We'll get you on the boat. If I already got made other plans, no problem. We'll go down to the next guy.
Things happen.
It goes online and, yeah, whatever. So if you have to cancel, we try to sell your spot. We just don't sit there. Okay, if it happens, it happens. If not, great. If there's a wait list, some of these boats have, or certain trips on weekends, I mean, each boat might have 15 people on a wait list, and we just go down through the wait list until someone says, yes, get your spot sold. And I would say majority of the time we get your spot sold, so the guy that had to cancel, if they're within the cancellation policy, we try to get them a full refund.
How about that? That's pretty really cool. And John's call reminds me, and John from Escondido, thank you for calling, by the way. He wanted 8-inch yellow slugs from, remember your trip with Tommy?
Yes.
And you guys doing so good down to Cedros. So I will have those in the shop there before I think it was June 13th he was going on a trip, if I remember right. So I will have those yellow slugs down at Fisherman's.
Have the right hooks, make it wheedling, throw it on top of the canopy.
Oh, so
watch the fish come blowing up through it.
Hello.
Don't pull them too fast. You got to pull them, stop. Let it sit on that canopy, and they come up and get them. It's so much fun to watch.
It is. A lot of fun, for sure. You want to take one more
call? Yeah, let's
take
another call.
Yeah, we have a minute or so for you. John Amir Mesa. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for taking the call. Real quick, I have my own gear, so I don't really need a concern about rental gear. But so how does that work, especially in the high point of summer, you know, like August, September? Short notice, is that doable, or do you need to put a couple days in advance, or how does that work?
For individuals, I have plenty of gear. If you have a large group, when you make your reservation, if you're calling, hey, I've got 10 guys, call us and let us know. We'll write a note on that particular day. Hey, I got a group of 10 guys that need a set, maybe all three rods, you know, a light, medium, heavy, or whatever. But to believe it or not, I have probably close to 140 heavy outfits, and I got plenty of medium gear. So there's very few.
Such a huge investment,
yeah,
Carl.
Wow. I mean, I have plenty of gear for everyone, you know. It's made it not even that much harder, but slightly harder that some of the long-range boats aren't doing rentals right now. Like the XL, we do all their heavy rentals. The World Star, we take care of all their rental rods, regardless if it's a 25-pound outfit, 40 or 100. We take care of the World Star now. The Shogun, we help out. The Searcher, we help out on. So most of the time, not a problem. For individuals, we have plenty of gear. If you have a big group, give us a call. We'll make sure we set something aside for you.
That's something that the last 11 or 12 seasons with this Bluefin has changed the game in the rental room.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Completely, right?
Absolutely.
It took a little convincing of some of the owners to, like, let me do this. Like, it's going to pay off for us.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't wrong because it was a big investment. But, I mean, Chris at CalStar this year, just hey, we're going to take
huge help.
Huge help. I mean, we got Calstar 770 extra heavy, 775. She's bringing us some new 40-pound outfits, 7.5-foot rods, the GG series. I mean, Calstar has really come through and stepped up for us. We got beautiful rods now. We got more than enough we can ever probably need. We got the Shimano Talikas or the Pin Torx for the 100-pound outfits, which work great. Pairs with those rail rods really nice. So we got you covered. If you need rental rod and you're out of Fisherman's Landing, we got you covered.
Yeah, Chris has just been such a game changer, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, from sponsoring the CCA events to giving partial of his funds from PCS shows,
yep,
going to Friends of Rollo and going, yep, to CCA, and it's just super, super cool. And hey, we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us here at Let's Talk Hookup with Carl from Fisherman's Landing. We're going to say bye to Kyle at 97.3 The Fan, but when we return, we're going to be on that Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and we're going to be right back.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you would be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lingcod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Even the biggest tuna can become line shy. That's why Seaguar has introduced Big Game Gold Label Leader Coils. Seaguar's Big Game Gold Label is a thinner yet stronger 100% fluorocarbon leader. That means it's less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. It helps if you fool and then catch the monsters of the sea. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available in 100 to 200 pound leader coils. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.